Municipality of Pavullo. The story continues just a short distance from the castle of Montecuccola, the villages of Renna, Montebonella, and Olina. Renna. After leaving the castle of Montecuccola, it's worth paying a visit to the neighbouring villages, which are also of historical interest. The closest is Renna, just a short stroll away. Renna is first mentioned in a document dating from 890, preserved in the archives of Nonantola Abbey. At that time, Renna was most likely the administrative, tax and judicial centre of Frignano. It was not far from the Byzantine defence system of the Castrum Ferronianum, in visual contact with Renna di Sopra Castle, now reduced to a few ruins. Renna too was the scene of fierce struggles between the Guelph and Ghibelline factions which troubled central Frignano during the Middle Ages. From a historical and artistic point of view, Renna is important for its peaceful little parish church dedicated to St. John the Baptist. When it was built remains uncertain. According to some scholars, it was in 1157, while for others it was much earlier, in the 8th or 9th centuries. Altered several times over the centuries, it has a pitched roof façade into which three large windows were inserted sometime in the 17th or 18th century. In 1792, the main doorway was widened. Other windows were opened in the side wall and the south apse, while the two smaller lateral apses were blocked up. The two side chapels do not belong to the original structure, and the bell tower was erected in 1705. The interior of the church consists of a nave and side aisles, held aloft by pillars of a rare and unusual shape. The first column on the right is carved with the Chi Rho symbol, the monogram of Christ, similar to those in the church of Saint-Avit in Orléans, France. This mark, obtained by superimposing the Greek initials for Christ, is an ancient symbol of Christian faith and appears frequently in Byzantine, Lombard and Romanesque art. The church houses some interesting works of art, including a 16th century fresco depicting the baptism of Christ on the central pillar on the right, and a charming holy water stoop in red Verona marble. Tradition has it that this was donated by the Marchioness Anna Bigi to mark the birth of her son, Raimondo Montecuccoli, in 1609. Recent restoration work has brought to light eight crosses on the walls of the central nave, each in a circle decorated with small garlands of leaves. In the right-hand aisle is a chapel used as the burial place of the Montecuccoli. It includes the tomb of the powerful Cesare I, who died in 1506. Montebonella. One of the most important villages in the Pavullo area is Montebonella, which retains a strikingly medieval atmosphere. Montebonella is mentioned in a document dating from 1033, recording the donation of the castle by the Bishop of Modena to Boniface of Tuscany, the father of Matilda of Canossa. Over the centuries, it belonged to various feudal families, in particular the Montegarullo, sworn enemies of the Montecuccoli. In 1408, it was finally subjugated by the Este family and added to the Podesteria of Monfestina. In the centre of the village, which nestles amid rolling hills, stands the Natività di Maria Church, built as a chapel for the original castle. Rebuilt in the 12th century and altered on many occasions, it features some interesting works of art. On the side facing the small piazza, walled into the portico, is an octagonal column and fragments of capitals which recall those of Renna. Also of note are the two doorways, one Gothic, the other Romanesque, over which is carved a Gordian knot. The four twin lancet windows, cut into single sandstone ashlar, are of a kind not found elsewhere in the moderner Apennine region. Inside, the feature that immediately catches the eye is the splendid rounded arch above the presbytery. On the walls are some 15th century frescoes of rare sophistication, depicting scenes from the lives of the Madonna and saints. They were discovered during restoration work in 1978. Olina. Between Reno and Monte Cenere lies the village of Olina, referred to as Aulina in a 1276 dedication, and in the deed whereby Gaspare Montecuculi surrendered himself and his castles to Marquis Niccolo III of Este. The year 1269 saw a cruel battle between Guelphs and Ghibellines in these parts, which ended in a crushing defeat for the Montecuculi during their bitter struggle against the Gualandelli for control of Frignano. The tyrannical regime imposed by the feudal lords aroused much bad feeling amongst the populace, sparking off a number of rebellions. Olina nevertheless remained subject to the Montecuculi until the 1700s. Of special interest is the bridge over the Scoltenna River. Its graceful single span was built in 1522 on top of the ruins of an earlier, much older bridge, possibly dating back to Roman times. Because of its strategic importance for the passage of goods and people, the Montecuculi invested 200 gold scudi to have it rebuilt. Others who contributed to this important work were the Podesteria of Sestola and the communes of Florence and Lucca. The bridge has since undergone modification and restoration, but without losing its special character. According to a sinister legend, harking back to a tragic event that occurred in 1400, anyone crossing the bridge on a dark, stormy night will hear a strangled, breathless voice pleading for help.